Andre Akpan, that wouldn't be a crimson-colored scarf, would it?
It's pretty close, I guess so.
What was going through your mind as the other players were getting picked?
Obviously everybody wants to go as high as possible. You just, more than anything, you're just anxious to find out where you're going to be in the next few years. So I was excited to hear that I was going to be in Colorado.
What does it say about the Ivy League that a guy who comes in without an athletic scholarship can get a first-team All-America?
I think it says a lot about where that program is going and a lot about the coaches that are involved there. They've done a phenomenal job, and I'm sure they'll continue to do so.
Do you have any concerns about coming into the league while Union is still negotiating with the league over what's going to happen after January 31st?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know too much about exactly what's going on, but there's concerns, but I know that I've known for a while that MLS is where I want to be right now, so I'm sure those will get sorted out.
How do you think you're going to fit in with Colorado?
Hopefully very well. Hopefully I can go in and make as good an impact as possible right away. That's my goal, so we'll see.
You ever talk to any guys like Bradley or Sarah? I know Bradley and Sarah are involved with the national team, but some of the guys who've come through the Ivy League, not only as players, but as coaches.
I haven't actually. That's definitely something that I should probably look into, have a few words with them. But, you know, there's a good history developing now with Ivy League soccer and the national team in MLS, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
What does it say, given the number of guys that have been drafted out of Akron, out of UVA, what is college soccer right now? There's a lot of questions about how good is it developing the kind of players American soccer wants. What's your view on that?
I think it's obviously it's not a perfect system, but with the way colleges in America, with how often young students go to college here in America, there's no way around it. And I think that, you know, if you look over the last few years, the college has produced some of the top players in the league, and I think that will continue.